USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Disaster victims in Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico, California, and a bunch of other locations will be waiting a few days longer for Congress to pass an overdue relief bill. That's after Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas stood up and objected to the House's effort to pass the bill by unanimous consent Friday.
We've had months to figure this out and to do our job to secure our border, and we now are expected to let the swamp continue to mortgage the future of our children and grandchildren, making it less likely they will inherit a stronger and better country with a government capable of defending the nation and responding to disasters such as these. And with that, I respectfully object.
Severe weather striking a large portion of the United States is expected to linger into the Memorial Day weekend. The storm system has already brought devastating winds, flooding, and rains, and forecasters say there will likely be no ease up in the storms as they head across the central and southern plains. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Big news across the pond as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay.
Hawaii Congressman and Democratic presidential candidate and veteran Tulsi Gabbard speaks out about the escalating tensions in the Middle East, arguing that the Trump administration is risking war with Iran.
It would undermine our national security. It would strengthen terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It would take a terrible human toll. The cost of countless American service members' lives, my brothers and sisters in uniform, the cost to civilians in the region. And it would cost trillions of dollars that would come out of our pockets.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The college admission scandal is clear evidence that parents are placing too much emphasis on early success of their kids. The story of success in the media is getting younger and younger. Mark Zuckerberg finding Facebook at 19, Taylor Swift releasing her first album at 16. It's getting harder and harder for kids, and as people continue to push their kids, inevitably, this was about to happen or was going to happen. I had a chance to catch up with Rich Carlgaard. He's author of a new book titled Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievement. And he talks about this college cheating scandal and why he knew this was going on a long time ago.
Yeah, I would like to pat myself on the back and say that when I set out 5 years ago to begin the research of doing this book, I knew in March 2019 there would be this college bribery scandal would finally be uncovered, and I would ride in the publicity wake of that. That's not what happened, of course, but what I could see is that you saw more and more perverse outcomes, not illegal outcomes, as you saw with the college bribery scandal, but you saw parents going into debt by spending $50,000 on tutors and test preppers, middle-class parents, over the course of a kid's four-year high school degree. They were classes. They were helicoptering in and showering money. You saw rising rates of anxiety, depression, and suicide in places where you shouldn't see it.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.